We've got a really great lunchtime presentation for you. We've got two attorneys with Ahmad Zavasanos and Mensing firm. First, let me introduce to my immediate left is Todd Mensing. Todd has tried over 50 cases and is board certified in civil trial law. During the last 10 years, an average of fewer than three attorneys per year statewide has earned that distinction. Prior to that, he graduated from Stanford University and UT School of Law, Hookham. In the last 2 years, Todd has secured a $44 million verdict, a $28 million verdict, and three defense verdicts in cases with over $40 million at stake. He is a frequent speaker on trial techniques and strategies. And to his left is Monica Uden. Did I say it right, Monica? Close. Even though I asked her, I still probably got it wrong. Monica is also a trial lawyer and the hiring partner at the Ahmad Zavasanos and Mensing firm. She's represented energy companies and other businesses and individuals in a variety of complex commercial matters. She's been named one of the best lawyers. Ones to watch since 2021, Texas Rising Star list since 2013, with a computer science background, also from Stanford. She has been active with AZA's intellectual property and patent litigation. Prior to that, she graduated from the University of Chicago School of Law. So please join me in giving them a warm welcome.
Hello, everybody. Again, my name's Todd Mensing. Today, we're going to talk about reptile theory, and in particular, what it is and how it's impacting what we're seeing in verdicts today, and how to deal with it in the day-to-day of what you're doing internally when it comes to contracts, policies, et cetera, to withstand some of the reptile tactics we're seeing in cases today. So the first thing we're going to talk about is what is happening. We're seeing a proliferation of nuclear verdicts. We're seeing a proliferation of nuclear verdicts in cases that have defense facts, or at least as those used to be understood, in formerly defense strongholds like, Houston, Dallas. That's totally flipped. So what is going on? So as I indicated a minute ago, we're going to talk about why this is happening and what to do about it. Why is this happening? Well, there are a lot of social, political, economic factors at play that have arisen probably in the last 3 years. That are really operative here. Those create sort of a perfect storm with the use of what's called reptile theory, which is what we'll talk about, use of that by plaintiff's attorneys, principally in personal injury cases, but not only in personal injury cases. We'll talk about what that is, and finally, how to inoculate yourself from that to some extent by virtue of what you put in your policies, your contracts, your procedures. So, first, let's talk about a little bit about why this is happening, and I will hand it to you, Monica.
Hey, everyone. Okay, so even before COVID, there were political and kind of economic distress socially, but COVID really made a lot of those problems worse. And so, coming out of COVID, you see even more than before, increased distrust in big things, both the government and big companies. In addition to that, the workforce is moving over from kind of the baby boomer generation to millennials. There's 75 million millennials in the workforce now. Gen Z is hot on their tail. And those generations are coming into the jury box a lot more. The old thinking used to be that young people were more plaintiff-friendly, but as they grow older, they will become more defense-friendly, and that chestnut, spoiler, is not holding true anymore. In addition, the old chestnut used to be that sort of liberal-leaning people would be more plaintiff-friendly, but that conservative-leaning people would be more defense-friendly. And like the old thinking about age, those lines aren't holding firm anymore. As it turns out, in today's jury boxes, conservative people with less education have the most anti-corporate leanings coming into jury boxes. That did not used to be true just 20 years ago.